she says the fi shayna shava shavishneim the chatas ain oynish korvus alav osoy. The benazes svar is that it's like two different chiyuvei chatas. A chatas, the korvus, is not for the fact that you did not bring the korban, but it's rather for the fact of the chet that you did. Hashem, if you're not bringing a chatas, you're not chayav korvus. And by pesach is the opposite way. You did not bring a pesach because of a chet of a chiyuvei korvus. It's only if you did not bring the korban pesach you chayav korvus. But since the two different chiyuvei decreases, he does not hold that for a pircha. All right, turn over. Yes, now the Gemara asks, according to Ben Azai, he's telling me the reason why he says the korban olos posach lo lishmo, course learns it from a mehatzad, from a korban chatis and from a korban pesach, is so far the Gemara on top of Yigim Amar Aleph that oshim nami leis the yoshim, let him also learn oshim from this kavachim from this mehatzad also. To say that Oshem Oseh Shlo Lishmo is Tosel. And really, like Reb Lezer said before, and the question he asked on Reb Lezer before was that the Chur, they both have a Tzad Chorus, Chatis, and a Korban Pesach, but according to Ben Azza, you see, they're not asked that. We're just saying now that Tzad Chorus Le Porch. So according to Ben Azza, he does not hold the Pirch of Chorus, since so he could even have not a Korban Oshem also. So what does Ben Azza only say a Korban Eilo? Who had been a Korban Oshem should also be Tosel, Shlo Lishmo? Smur says no. I'll tell you that Oshem Porach, he has a question like this. Now the Atzara Shabbos 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 Yeshnum B'tzibur Kuvi Yochid. That a Korban, Chattis, and a Korban Pesach is shaykh to be by Korban Tzibur. A Tzibur could also bring a Chattis, and a Korban Pesach is also called a Korban Tzibur, since everybody brings it. Mashenkin and Oshem is not brought B'tzibur. There's no Korban Tzibur of an Oshem. So therefore you cannot learn out Oshem from this Mehatzad, but a Korban Eilu you could. The boy, because Noel is also brought for Tamidim, a Korban Tzibur, that's Noel. The boy, you say, a little terrorist could be like this, that really, Tzad Chorus Nami Porach, no, that Ben Azai asked the question of Tzad Chorus. Now, this is not the limud of an Oilo, to say, Shlelish Mos Tosikos learns it out from Chattas and Korban Pesach, because he also agrees to the Pircho that they both have a Tzad Chorus. Therefore, there's not another Korban Hashem either. And therefore, rather, Ben Azai, Gemara Gomerlot, the Gemara says, how does Ben Azai know that a Korban Oil is Tosach Shlo Lishmo, not from this limit of a Mehatzad, because there's a Pirch of Tzad Chorus, but rather it's a Gemara Gemiri, that's his Mechabal, that's what he says, Mechabal from the Ayin Beis, as the Kenim, that they taught him this halacha. It is so, the other Korban Rafun, the Kalvachayma, that that Rafun has said that Ben Azai learned it out from a Kalvachayma, from a Korban Chattis, Loi Omra El Lachadid Bo Tamidah, Enachnami Yoni said it to be Machadid, like to sharpen the Tamidim, to see if they would ask the correct question or not. Like Rashi said, Sheikh Shaloi Chubalov, that they should ask back. In Inamish Yitnu Libom, Lias Kharif, and Lidras Kalam Chamurim, or else they themselves should get used to making such rushes of the Kalabachayma. So therefore, Rav Huna only said it, Lachadid to sharpen the Tamidim. But really, that's not the limit of Ben Azai. Ben Azai was Makabalis, Mipi Ayin Bezikainim. And therefore the Kabbalah was only a Korban Oila, is Pasul Shlo Lishmo, and there's no Kabbalah on a Korban Oshem. And now the Mishnah says, HaPesach V'HaChatis, either Korban Pesach or Korban Chatis, SheShochaton Shlo Lishmon, that the Shah Shchita, they had Kabbalah L'Shem another Korban, or else Kibel V'Holach V'Zor Shlo Lishmon, Rashi says it means either one of them, Oy Katoni, either they B'Shach Kabbalah Saddam, or else b'shav v'holoch, when they carried the dam, or else b'shav v'zrikas adam, the kanon, they were mechavin, shalo lishmon, so that makes it true. Or else now the chiddush of the Mishnah is, oy lishmon v'shalo lishmon, b'shav shchito, b'shav zrika, b'shav one avoido, the Kohen had two kavonas. First he thought lishmon, yes l'shem akorban chatis, and then he thought shalo lishmon, b'shav the same avoido, or else the opposite way, oy shalo lishmon, first he was making this korban chatis, and the Shah Shchita, first he thought L'Shem HaKorban Eilo, U'Lishmon, and then he ended off L'Shem HaKorban Chattis. So Tzulim, still is possible, that's the Kiddush of the Mishnah. Even though half of the Avodah was done with the right Machshava, but since B'Shas he was doing the Malacha, he had in mind the wrong Machshava, that makes it so. Now Ketzer, the Mishnah explains, what's an example of Lishmon v'Shlo Lishmon? What's an example where the Korban was done Lishmon and was done Shlo Lishmon? It's like this, L'Shem Pesach, Ulishem Shlomim. That first you shechted the Korban Pesach, Lishem Pesach, that's Lishmon. But then right away in the middle of the Shechita you had in mind, Lishem Shlomim. and you're doing this now in Erev Pesach, you dalad b'shas azman mekorban Pesach, so shlomi shmo l'shem shlomin makes a psul. And what's the opposite way? Ketzad lishmon v'shlo lishmon, that means l'shem Pesach. First you mechavim, beginning of the shchik, you're doing l'shem Pesach. Well, l'shem shlomin. And then you have much less time. Now, Shalom Lishmon, Lishmon, what's the case of Shalom Lishmon and Lishmon? Just the opposite. Lishem Shlomin. First you start the Shechtas Korban Pesach, Lishem Shlomin, or Lishem Pesach, then you end off Lishem Pesach. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that even though it's only in part of the Avodah, still it's called an Achshava Psula that passes the Korban. Now the Mishnah explains, Shazavach Nifsa Biabor Dvorim, that you have four different types of an Avodah that you do to the korban, that if you have a machshava during any one of these four, or even during part of the avodah, it could pass to the korban, which are b'shchita, or v'kibbo, b'shash, v'mekabbo, you receive the dam in the klisharis, or v'hilach, b'shash, you carry the dam to the mizbeach, or v'zrika, b'shash, you make the zrika. These are the yisaitis we had all before. Now Rabbi Shimon machshabilach, Rabbi Shimon argues and says no, that b'shash the avodah of hilach, of carrying the dam closer to the Mizbeach, even though the Kohen has the wrong machshava, it does not pass to the Korban. Why? Shoyoim, because he says that Iyefsha Shaloi Bishchita, Bishaloi Bikabola, Bishaloi Bizrika. The other three avodas is not possible to go without them. You have to make a Shchita, you have to make a Kabbalah, and you have to make a Zrika. But the Mishnah says, I will Efsha B'lai Hilach. But it's possible to bring a korban without having to do the avodah hilach of carrying it. How? It's possible to make the shechita of the korban right by the side of the mizbeach itself. So as soon as you make the kabbalah sadam, right there where you're standing, you can make the zrika. But since it's efshah to bring the korban without the avodah hilach, it's not that important of an avodah. See, even when you make the shechita on the side, that now you have to carry the blood over to the mizbeach. But it's not called the Avodah Chashuva, and therefore Shimon holds the Machshava does not passel. If the Shasta Loch, you think about another Korban, does not passel the Korban. Rabbi Eliezer Mevlezer says like this, HaMahalich B'mokim Shutzorach Lahalich Machshava Paselis. In a normal case, you made the Shrit on the side that stands off in, and now with the Mokim you are, with your Mekabel the Dam, you have to carry the blood now to the Mizbeach. So during this halacha, this walking that you have to do, if you have the wrong machshava, then it would pass the korban. But the makom shein itzarv lalech, in a place where you do not have to walk, and the Gemara will explain what do you mean, a place where you didn't, like you're going out of the way, then ein machshava paselis. And that walking in the machshava, even though the kohen thinks the wrong korban, it will not pass the korban. Yeah, and the Gemara will explain exactly what the reason exactly what does it mean to say of a hiluch shein etzarch. Now the Gemara says the kabbalah mi posla the true what he's saying that during the avodah of kabbalah tadam if you have the wrong machshava if the kohen thinks the wrong machshava or make a psul in the korban I have a tiny would not like this like the korban not like that that b'shas kabbalah tadam machshava would not passel. We'll soon see why where the proof is but for a tiny would not like this. The Pasuk says, Vekirivu, so we darshin, zu kabbalas adam. When the Pasuk says, Vekirivu, Rashi says, by Ba'ila, Veshachet as ben abaka, Vekirivu, ben yaron es adam. So it says, Vekirivu, to bring it, it means the kabbalas adam. So come to teach us, Ovi Lalam, make yourself the kabbalah, the kli, that you have to be mekabal the dam in the kli. So where it says, Ata'imu, you're telling me, kabbalas adam, that this Pasuk, Vekirivu, means to be mekabal the dam. Oh, yeah, maybe not that way. El Zerika, maybe the Pasuk means here Zerika to sprinkle the dam on the Mizbeach. Kishuayim, no, when the Pasuk says Berzorku, Harei Zerika, but there's a Pasuk about Zerika. If so, the Gemara says, So, Mani, Mekayim, Vekrivu, what do I do with the Pasuk of Vekrivu? So, I'll tell you, Zu Kabbalah Saddam, it means the Kabbalah Saddam. It says then, B'nai Aaron, what does that mean? B'nai Aaron HaKohanim, the B'nai Aaron HaKohanim means Shetei B'Koyin, Kosher over Klisharis. It has to be with the Koyin, it has to be with the Kosher Koyin, from Kabbalah onwards. In other words, even though Shechita is Kosher bizarre, but after the Shechita, when you make the Kabbalah Saddam, then it has to be with the Koyin, and a Kosher Koyin over Klisharis. So Rashi says, B'Koyin Kosher means, La'afuke Chalolim, it can't be a Cholol or Balbi Mumin. or the kli shoros. Rashi says the mean shem luboshim big dekuna to kahane mashma dekuna. Vayno big dekuna. That's the mean that they're wearing right now the big dekain also the big dekuna. Now, Omer Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, Minayin le Kabbalah. How do we know the Kabbalah Saddam? Shloita yelo b'koyin kosher b'kli shoros. How do I know this? Nem Makara says over here b'neyaron. V'nem alahalon elu shmois b'neyaron hakreinim hamashuchim. Is so malahalon just like over there b'koyin kosher b'kli shoros. Is afkan b'koyin kosher b'kli shoros. So Rashi says over there we know it means kanim ksherim because a kosim adabed or eliyaza elezer v'soma ksivei. Over klisharos namli akosim adavad ichsev Hashem milu es yodam v'ayin loshem ribu big dekuna. But just like over there, the psukim mean clearly the b'nayarun the ksherim and medibbe dekuna. Here also, in the pasuk says kain and b'nayarun, it means kashra kahanim when they're wearing the begodim. Now, Omer Rabbi Tafan or Tafan says, Ekbach es penit like I should bury my son, it's like a strong Russian, im loy shamate if he did not hear, lahavkin hefresh ben kabbalah luzrika, that I once heard that there's a difference between the avoid of kabbalah and the avoid of zrika. V'yein lefarish, but I'm not sure what the difference is. This is what Rabbi Tafan says. And on this, Amar Rabbi Kiva, Kiva said back to him, Ani Afarash, I'll explain to you. That you heard there's a difference, yes, you're right, and I'll explain to you what the difference is. Kabbalah lo yoso bo machshava kimaisa. Bishas, the Kabbalah Saddam, machshava, your bad thoughts, is not considered like an action. But Zerika, Bishas, the Avoida Zerika, also bo machshava kimaisa. This is what Rabbi Kiva answered. So the Chur, this is the Midi Gemara's question. You see from here that Kabbalah Machshava does not passel. Only Bishas Rika does Machshava passel. Kibloi Bachutz Einachayev Chorus. Another thing, if you Mekabel the Dam outside the Azara, you're not Chayev Chorus. But Zorku Bachutz Onish Chorus. If you make a Zrika Zadam Bachutz, Zrika Bachutz, you Chayev Chorus. Kiblu Psulim Einachayev Molov. If a claim that's passel, or even a czar makes the Kabbalah Saddam, he's not Chayiv Misa. Like Vidarshan, it has to be an Avoid the Tomo, which means Sheina Cherim Achre Avoid, there's nothing of afterwards, like the Gemara in Yuma Darshans. So therefore, since after Kabbalah you have a Loch and a Zerika, so if a czar or a Kain Posel does the Kabbalah, he's not Chayiv Misa. Mashen Kain, Kiblu, Mashen Kain, Zokru Psulim, let's say a czar makes the Zerika, Chayiv Molof, that is Chayiv Misa. So, this is what Rabbi Kiva answered back to Rabbi Tarfon. Omullah Rabbi Tarfon, Tarfon said back, Ha'avoidah, like by the Avoidah, not like Lashon Shvuah, Rabbi Tarfon saying back, Ha'avoidah, like by the Avoidah, at hittis yom l'smolik, if you moved, if you changed, right or to the left. In other words, you're saying the right pshat. Ani shamati, I heard over Rabbi Tarfon saying, V'en l'farish, I heard over that there's a difference, but I do not know to explain what is the difference. Atadurish, but you're darshaning omashkim l'shmua, and you're being masked, you're saying over the right things. Rashi says, like atadurish, yatadurish milecho omashkim l'masha shemati, and you're being masked, you're agreeing to what I heard over. In other words, I agree to you. And b'loshin as the amaloi. With this loshin, Rabbi Tarfon said that Akiva, he said back to Akiva, kol atarish v'mcho, whoever separates from you, kiparish mechay, it's like separating from life. In other words, you know clear pshat here. So our core point of the Havamina is though that what the Rabbi Kiva meant to say that the difference between Kabbalah and Zerika is that b'shas Kabbalah, if you have the wrong machshava, does not passel. Only b'shas Zerika machshava passels. So it's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is mashma b'shas all the dalar avodis, even b'shas Kabbalah also machshava passels. Yes, Morris says, no, my Rav, it says, Makash, there's no stira. In other words, there's no kash on the Mishnah, even though the Mishnah is Mashma, by Kabbalah, or Machshava does Pasol. And here we just said that the Kibbutz is Mefarish, that B'shach Kabbalah, there's no Psal Machshava. So Morris, Makash, the Kanba Machshava Stigul, Kanba Machshava Shle Lishmo. That our Mishnah is only talking about the B'shach Kabbalah Saddam, the Kohen had a mind to do it, Shle Lishmo, Lishem another carbon. There's the Psal. But if B'shach Kabbalah, he would think of Tigul, meaning he would think that this Kabbalah plans to do tomorrow, there will be no psul tegel, there will be no mashavas tegel, we'll soon see why not. Now, they can now bring a proof of this trust also, because it says now Mishnah, Sha'azevach nipsul, says that because of this mashavah, the Sha'az Kabbalah, the korban becomes psul. But like Ketani mispagel, it does not say in the Mishnah that the korban becomes tegel, so Shmamina, that's the proof that our Mishnah is not talking about the psul of tegel, but rather it's talking about the mashavah shver lishmo. So true, the Machshava Shaloi Lishmo, B'Shach Kabbalah Saddam, if you have in mind the shame another Korban, by a Chattis, the Korban would be possible. Mashenkin by Tigul, we'll soon see it doesn't make it. Now the more the question, why? O Mashav, this Tigul, the Apostle of the Kabbalah, is it true what you're saying? That B'Shach Kabbalah Saddam, there's no Machshavas of Tigul, for your time you would not like this. Yochla, I would have thought to say, Loi Tehei Machshava Mueles, Elab Ezrika Bovad. Maybe Machshav will only help Bishaz Rika Saddam for Machshav's Tigul. We're going on now. It means you have Machshav now to do this, to do the Achilles Shloibis Manoi. Let's say it's supposed to be the Dani, let's say it tomorrow. You have a mind to do it the next day, the third day. Me nine how do we know the Rabbi Shchita the Kabbalah that not only Bishaz Zrika Saddam, but even Bishaz Shchita, Bishaz Kabbalah also to be a Psul of Tigul? Talmalem, and this the pasuk says in the Yochel Ye Yochel Mibsar Zevach Shlamim Tigelu Lo Yirotzei. So we dash in the pasuk is talking about he eat it, and it becomes tigel, which we dash means the Dvorim Hamevirim Adi Achila Kosa Medaber. That we have the Machshava during these averis, these avoidis that bring it to give you a heter achila. In other words, the only way you're able to eat from this korban is the first the four avoidis are done. First there's a shechita done to it, then a kabbalah, then a halacha, then a zrika. Then you're able to eat from the korban. So any one of these avoidis, if you have a machshava, you think then that an echol yeyochol, you plan to eat it the wrong time. But this is supposed to eat it either one day or 2 days. If you have a mind to eat it on the third day, even though it's only a machshava, that makes a psul in the korban, that makes it pigul. So you see, it's not only shechita, it's not only zrika, it's the shah shechita and kabbalah also. Now the Brisa goes on, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Shani Mavra Shvicha Shirayim, maybe even for the Bishash Shvicha Shirayim, that means after you made this Rika Saddam, the leftover blood, you spill on the Yisrael of the Mizbeach, so maybe even if you Mechash your Bishash Shvicha Shirayim also, to do it the wrong time, it makes tigel, or else the Yaktorah say, Murid Bishash, you're burning the fats of the korban itself, you have the Machshavas tigel, Tamalev, with this plus it says, no, Vayoyim ha-shlish shelo yirotza, means you're not supposed to think to bring the korban on the third day. Ha-makriv oysa lo yichoshev, the one that's makriv, the one that brings the korban, he should not have this bad machshava. So it says again, ha-makriv here means zrika. So the question is, zrika v'chal hoysa, we had already the pasuk of zrika ready, that by zrika there's a machshava's pigel. V'lom ha-yotzis, how come we're not a second time, now here the pasuk again says zrika. So it's the hakish let the make a hakish, let me tell you, Mazdarika Muchedis Shi Avoida Umakabas Kapara, just like the Avoid of Zrika, which is Mechaperis, makes the Kapara, and it's also the main thing, it's Makiv Kapara. You cannot have the Kapara of the Korban without a Zrika. Is that called Avoida Umakabas Kapara? It has to be any type of an Avoida that Makiv means you need it for the Kapara. And if you do not do this Avoida, you will not have a Kapara. So these are the four Avoidas. But Yotzla goes out of here, Shavicha, Shirayim, Yaktoras, Emurim, Shein Makta, Nesa Kapara, that spilling over the leftover blood, even if you do not do that, the Kapara. The Shah Zrika, the Kapara is finished. Or again, if you do not burn the Emurim, the fats of the Korban, still you have the Kapara. So therefore, if you mechashe, Vishas, the Avoidus, or Shavicha, Shirayim, or Vishas, the Yaktoras, Emurim, there's no Machshavas Tigel. And our kopon of the kasher is here we see clearly that even b'shas kabbalah saddam there is a machshavas tigel. Not like we're saying, like before Rabbi Akiva said he was mefarish to break them that there's no machshava by kabbalah. And the Rava wants to explain there needs no machshavas tigel. And here in the Brisa says clearly there is a machshavas tigel on all dalar avodas, even on kabbalah saddam. Said so, what's trying Rabbi Akiva? Where did he mean to say that there's no machshava b'shas kabbalah? So the more answer is, Elo, like Hashem. Still there's no question. I'll answer everything. It's like this.